It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, thanks to all who joined American Workers Radio as we promoted November as American Made Month. It certainly helped us to unite our supporters and brought awareness to how much America's businesses and American workers need us. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan proclaimed December as Made in America Month and asked all Americans to support American-made products. In that proclamation, he acknowledged that America's growing trade problems have caused some Americans to wonder whether America may be in danger of losing its reputation as a major supplier of quality products at competitive prices. He stated that America's strong economic growth has led to an increased demand for goods and services right here in the USA. And he also acknowledged that the growing economies of America's trading partners have brought about tough foreign competition, and America's manufacturers and American workers are now presented with a stiff challenge to compete. In 1985, President Reagan saw changes taking place in America's economy, and if there was an ongoing focus on his proclamation, things in America would be much different today. As you make your holiday purchases, seek out American-made items that you can proudly give as gifts. Spend more of your dollars on American-made, and it will keep the industries and jobs that we have right now and create more demand for items with Made in the USA labels. With your help, every day is another opportunity to support American-based businesses and restore at least a 50-50 balance between everything being sold in the United States of America. Now, you can read the full text of President Reagan's proclamation from the link on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. This is Michael Blehosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 AM, serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.